A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast, your non-professional advice forum. I am Sasha.
Oh, I'm Jax.
Forum. Okay, I'm Franco.
Together, we are two guys and a gal who just like to help you out.
And a pizza place.
What?
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Remember that show?
No.
It's a reference.
No, I never heard of it.
You don't know Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
To be fair, I know nothing about it apart from the name.
Oh my God. Ryan Reynolds?
No, never heard of it. Is it old? Okay.
Maybe I do want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out.
While you do that, let me continue with the intro. Every few days we take your questions, big, small, or medium, and we see if we can help you with them. And that is exactly what we're here to do today. Although today might be a bit different because it's a day for trivia.
Trivia!
Trivia!
We have a intro, don't we?
I don't know, do we? We have the
Jesus. I'm so loud.
Oh, this is the trivia music.
Wow, I feel quizzed already.
Mm-hmm. Quizzed.
That just came in with I don't know if the podcast listeners still have their ears on, but for us That was awful.
Yeah, no, that was loud.
Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place changed its name to just Two Guys and a Girl by season 3. I don't know why they changed it, but yeah.
They dropped the pizza place. Interesting.
They dropped the pizza place for some reason. But Ryan Reynolds, the other guy I think was, Richard Riccolo. Don't know that guy. And the girl was Trailer Elizabeth Howard.
Trailer?
Four seasons, 81 episodes. I used to like that show. It was a sitcom. 1998 to 2000.
I was never big on sitcoms. I never even watched Friends when it came out. I watched a few episodes. I don't like any of them. They do my head in.
Really?
Give me Mad Men any day. Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah, so Sasha's picked her topic as Mad Men, the TV show that ran, 10 years ago? A bit longer?
When did it wrap? Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't have a question about that. That's not one of the questions.
I'm just trying to think. Yes, it's been wrapped for ages, but it is my favourite TV show. You know, I also like Survivor. I also like Jersey Shore, but Mad Men's mine. Like, I don't share that with anyone. That's just for me.
Oh, my God. Nathan Fillion was on Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. Sorry, I'm just still on Two Guys, a Girl.
Who the fuck is Nathan Fillion?
Oh, my God. Watch the show. It's good.
No, I don't want to.
Nathan Fillion.
Fine.
Jax's topic is early noughties, just noughties pop music.
Noughties pop music.
And Franco's is the PlayStation 2. Yeah. Why 2?
See,
iconic.
I feel like I might actually be regretting this. Because
No, Franco, when I was looking for questions about the PlayStation 2, I thought I could do this topic. It's you don't even think about it, but it was just iconic. And I, you know, when you're a kid, I don't know, I'm a little bit older than you, but I spent so much time playing that damn thing. And I reckon I could get a lot of questions about the PS2 correct.
See, that's the thing. See, I feel like it might be it might be important to note here. I did say the PlayStation 2, and yes, I was very into video games around that time of my life when I was, you know, younger. I didn't actually own one. I didn't have a PlayStation 2.
What? So, okay, you are going to struggle with this then.
I opted instead for a PlayStation Portable, which was there at around the same time. But I was very into video games. I was playing video games, you know, on the PC a lot as well. Like, it was around that era, so I know a lot of PS2 games. I still play some PS2 games now. I play them on my Mac somehow. Oh, don't ask, God. But you know, I feel like I know a lot about it.
It's kind of like you know, the Nintendo 64 was huge when I was a kid, and I never owned one because I had a PS2, but I reckon I could get a lot right about Nintendo 64 so that all of my friends had
exactly.
And I played a lot of it. So,
like, honestly, most of the games I ever played were on a computer, but it was around that era. So I'm hoping that the topic of PS2 is going to help me out, but we'll see.
Wait, was the PS2 the one where you hit the button and the top flipped up? Like,
no, that's the PS1. That's the first one. The original.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The PS2 is the black one.
Yeah.
First black one.
The rectangle one.
I think my dad had a PS1 and then I think he got a 3 maybe. And now they're
that's
like little
what I did.
Space
See,
briefcases.
I was on both ends. I had a PS1, I had a PS3.
Oh, see, I did 1, 2, and then 4 and 5. I skipped 3.
PlayStation 5.
5's the latest one,
must
right?
Be nice.
Oh, all right. Yeah, 5's the latest one.
Shane's got the 5. He got it for a combined birthday Christmas present. Not last year, maybe the year before. God, that was a long time ago.
Great system. Well, just putting that out there. Wish Sony would sponsor us.
Yeah, if Sony wants to send me a PlayStation 5, then please, please do. I'm still playing PS4 games.
Look, I'll say this, Franco. If someone who played the PS2 probably would be able to get all 5 of these correct.
Oh, I definitely played it. We'll see how I go.
So,
well, without further ado, do we want to crack right in and go straight to PS2?
A doody doody doody.
You've amped me up. I want to hear.
Okay, great.
I want to hear these questions. Okay. Now, just reminding everybody of the scores as they stand. Jax and Franco are currently tied. Now, we've played this 3 times before, 5 questions each time. So, of a possible 15 points, Jax and Franco have 6
points.
Very
intense music.
I have 6.5, so I'm in the lead by a hair.
Just one.
Can't remember how I got a 0.5. Maybe I think there was a question that was wrong that I answered correctly. Yeah. Anyway, so anyone can take the lead here. And I think we've all got a good chance with our questions, with our topics.
All right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Franco,
all
PlayStation
right,
2.
Let's see how I go. I'm very nervous now, actually. Now that I've said it out loud, I didn't have a PS2. Like, I don't know what to expect.
What have you done to yourself? Okay, starting you off with a kind of tricky one. This is I think this is probably the trickiest one that there is that I've got
all
for
right,
you.
Okay, it gets easier from here. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, okay. The PlayStation 2 had a game called Buzz.
It did.
And And for those who don't know, Buzz, you plugged in your little four little buzzy controllers, and it was a game show. And you could press your little buttons. So basically, you didn't use a normal PlayStation controller. You used it was kind of like a Sale of the Century, but on PlayStation.
Yeah, it was one of those games like Guitar Hero where the gimmick was it came with weird controllers.
Yes. Who was the voice of the host of Buzz?
Oh no. Okay.
I think I can picture the little cartoon guy who it was. Did he have a big blonde hair?
Yeah, big hair.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking... I'm thinking Jay Leno, but I don't know why. Like, he might have been, like, based on that character. But someone who was famous around that time, and maybe it was also a game show host, I'm just going to... I know the Tonight Show is not a game show, but I'm just going to go Jay Leno.
Lockie and Jay Leno?
I am.
Jay Leno is incorrect.
Aww.
It's actually Jason Donovan.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Jeez.
Actually, the Buzz host guy kind of reminds me of, did you guys ever watch David Tench? It's kind of like an animated...
Yeah,
it's like an animated, like an animated
kind of... Yeah,
it was so weird. Anyway.
That was a strange show. That was one of the ones that was on at like when I was up way too late at night.
Strange.
Like, way past my bedtime. I think David Tench was on at like 1 a.m.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Second question. Getting a little bit easier. Well, actually, this is probably the easiest one I have. Maybe one of the easiest ones I have.
God, I hope I get this.
One of the most iconic games on the PS2 was a game called SingStar.
Yeah.
Can you name a song from SingStar?
Can I name a song from SingStar?
Yeah.
And this is the original SingStar, because I know there were a lot of different versions.
Any song on SingStar. Yeah.
I'd never played SingStar. It wasn't kind of my thing. I was more of a Buzz guy. SingStar. So I feel like I'll be safe here by just picking a popular sing-along song from the early 2000s. I'm going to go with...
There's some real obvious ones here too.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be.
There was the iconic one that was on all the ads as well.
I don't know if I remember the ads. I'm going to go with Mamma Mia by ABBA. I feel like that's a pretty safe, like, sing-along song. Like a karaoke song. Sasha's giving me a weird
Jack's
look like that's not
the
right.
List, I can tell. I was thinking something more current.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. They actually released a SingStar ABBA later on, which had all of the ABBA songs. But yeah, I would have taken, there's so many songs. Aha, Take On Me, Eternal Flame, Atomic Kitten, Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
These are all like
Groovers in the Heart.
Modern. At the time.
Well, Suspicious Minds by Elvis, Careless Whisper, George Michael, Girls and Boys, Good Charlotte. The one that was used on all the ads was Superstar by Jamelia.
By Jamila. Yeah, that was the one I was going
to
say.
I don't know what that song is, to be honest.
Be some kind of superstar. I would have accepted like a Virgin, Scandalous by Mystique.
Like a Virgin, yeah.
Get the Party Started, Never Gonna Give You Up, Living La Vida Loca.
It's from a game. I'm worried that you're saying that's the easiest question, but let's continue.
Well, just because there were so many options. All right,
options.
You're none for
for two. So
none
far.
For two, three to go.
Okay. On the PlayStation 2, another iconic game series is Grand Theft Auto.
It is.
Now there were 5 Grand Theft Auto games released for the PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Which one was the highest selling?
I think I know the answer to this.
Oh.
I think. So so we've got Vice City, we've got San Andreas, we've got GTA 3. I don't know what the other ones were, but I've got some guesses. I'm going to say that San Andreas is one of the most iconic video games of all time and potentially the best seller on the PS2.
You're lucky in San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah.
You are... Correct.
There we go. I've got one. Thank God I'm not out of this with no points.
Yes, yeah. 1 point. I'm adding it to your tally.
GTA San Andreas is one of the most iconic games of all time, surely.
Yep. I even know that one.
Great game. Okay, good. You're on the board. You're on the board.
I think I might still know some of the cheat codes from that game. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I miss being able to cheat at games.
Yeah, you just put the right buttons in the right order. And
that was fun. Okay.
Money.
Two questions left. Crash Bandicoot was another iconic character, PlayStation character.
Yeah.
Now we know that Crash Bandicoot 1 and Crash Bandicoot 2 were both on the PlayStation 1. Mm-hmm. Crash Bandicoot 3, Wrath of Cortex, was the third installment that was on the PlayStation 2.
Yep.
There were six games, however, Crash Bandicoot-themed games that were released on the PlayStation 2. Can you name one which isn't the Wrath of Cortex?
Okay, so the first thing that came to mind was Crash Team Racing, but I'm not sure if that was a PS2 game or a PS1 game. Mm. So let me have a think. damn it. I'm just going to... Nothing else is coming to mind. Like the name of... I'm just going to go Crash Team Racing. Was that on the PS2?
Crash Team Racing. This is a tricky one.
Okay.
This is true. You know what?
Crash Team Racing 2?
I'm going to give it to you. Okay. Only because the official name is Crash Tag Team Racing. It was Crash Team Racing 2. But close enough. I'll give it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the mercy that you're showing me.
I would have also accepted Crash Twinsanity, Crash Mind Over Mutant, Crash of the Titans, and Crash Nitro Kart.
Crash of the Titans. I played that. Yeah. No, good game.
Okay.
All right, one more.
Two from
Can
four.
Can you make it three?
Not bad. Last
Not
question.
Bad.
A total of seven Harry Potter games were released for the PlayStation 2.
Harry Potter games. Okay.
Which one was the most popular?
Oh. Well, there's one that I played. I'm trying to remember what it was called. I don't even know if they were named after the movies, but I feel like the one that I played was The Prisoner of Azkaban, or it was around that time, or it was around that story.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I think that might have lined up with like when the PS2 was popular and when the Harry Potter movies were popular. I'm just going to go Prisoner of Azkaban.
Lucky in Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yes, I am.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is... So close.
Oh.
Was that one game off?
So close. It was actually Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Okay.
Look,
so two
I think that
five.
Was a valiant plus, effort.
Very good question.
It felt like you were close for a lot of them. Like it didn't feel like you had no idea what was going on. So I'll give you that. That brings your total score after four rounds of trivia to 8.
Ooh.
Okay. I actually just want to put a quick shout, like just a quick note for the listeners. If anyone has a way to turn cameras or videography or video encoding into like a listenable topic, then please let me know, because that's the one thing I am actually really good at.
To be fair, we all kind of get the same, roughly same amount of questions right. I don't think any of, we're all on almost the exact same score.
Even when we have topics that we know a lot about, we still tend to fumble it at the, you know.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about Mad Men. I'm like, I'm not like super clued in on like off-screen stuff. Like if you ask me something about the show, I'll probably have a good idea. But if it's like, who did so-and-so date during season 4? I'll be like, I don't fucking
definitely
know.
I should have put those questions in, but no, it's all about the show.
I tell you what, I reckon 2's not bad. I reckon there's some diehards though. For someone who didn't own a PS2, I think that's pretty good. I think there's some diehards that would have been able to
get
one,
but like I remember every single one of those games that you mentioned. So, I feel like I was in with a good chance.
Okay.
All right, who's next? Should we go Jax?
I'm up next.
All right, 2000s pop.
All right.
2000s pop. I tell you what, this music is really like...
Stressful.
It's stressful.
It just adds to it.
All right. Let's go easy for your first one.
Okay.
It's too easy, actually. I kind of regret screenshotting this one, but whatever.
I'm going to see how many I can get right then.
Who sang the song London Bridge?
Oh, I don't know that.
Jax? Oh, really?
London Bridge. I wish we had rights to be able to, like, play songs.
Mm.
I think if you listen to it, though, it might give it away.
London Bridge.
I was going to sing him a bit, but then I'm like, no, I don't want to give him a clue because I thought that one.
Picture the song in my head. I was thinking of the artist London Grammar.
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Hmm.
Wait. Okay, I'll give you a clue since you have no idea. This was one of their first songs when they went solo.
Oh, okay. Ex-boy band, maybe.
London Bridge. Victoria Beckham?
Incorrect.
Oh, I was just going for
it. It's Fergie.
Oh, when I go down
like Lundy, Lundy, Lundy.
Oh, no. Fergie to me is always.
Come around.
Big Girls Don't Cry. La, 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 yeah, la, no. La. Of course, Fergie.
All right. Let's go. Let's get the boys in here.
Ooh,
born okay. In Cincinnati, brothers Nick and Drew Lachey were half of the lineup of what hot boy band?
Nick and Drew.
Backstreet Boys. Lachey.
Famously married Jessica Simpson. Is that your final answer?
Backstreet Boys.
Degrees.
Oh, my God. I just love 98 Degrees.
I've never heard of 98 Degrees.
You've never heard of 98 Degrees? Come on, man.
I know who Nick Lachey is, but yeah. Okay. Question number three. You're none for two so far.
No, I'm not doing well at this.
Released in 2002, Stripped is the fourth studio album of which New Yorker whose father was born in Ecuador?
Stripped. Ecuador.
Come on, Jax.
He's got his hands over his face. Like, he's he's traveling back to the album, mid-2000s.
And I can't, think of who
Black
the
and white
is.
Image.
Is it Christina Aguilera? Yeah.
It is Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done.
Is that the album
Jax.
Of Dirty? Want to get dirty?
I believe so. Yes, I believe so.
Aguilera, great.
All right, question number four.
Yep.
The songs Hey Mama by the Black Eyed Peas, Technologic by Daft Punk, and Vertigo by U2.
Great songs.
All appear in a series of commercials for the same product.
Oh, I know.
What's the product?
Oh, I know the answer.
This would probably be the Apple iPod.
Correct.
Hey.
Yeah.
Great ads. Great ads.
They were great ads.
iPod Nano, I think, if I'm correct. But carry on.
Yeah.
So you're currently level with how many Franco got. So if you got this, edge out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Pressure's on.
Okay.
I think you might get this one too.
Damn it.
What Canadian artist released their debut studio album Let Go in 2002?
Oh.
Let Go. No, that is a great album. I believe that is Avril Lavigne.
That is correct. Avril Lavigne.
That is an amazing album.
Jack's got three.
You had
well
to give
done.
Him
Look,
an Avril Lavigne
complicated.
One.
Sorry. They weren't the
Skater Boy.
Hardest questions, but, you know, he got three.
No, okay, yeah, he's actually good at that topic. I know nothing about that kind of music, and I didn't know any of them.
Let Go is an iconic album. Oh, my God. I'm going to go listen to that once we're done here.
So that puts Jax on 9, Franco on 8, and I'm on 6.5 with 5 questions to go.
Okay.
So,
Sasha,
you're
up.
Without further ado, I'm ready.
Here we go. Madman.
I will keep tally on my questions here on my handy little note.
All right.
I'm ready.
Now, again, this is the third time I'm asking you TV show questions. I don't know if these are hard. I don't know if these are easy. We'll see how
last time you really screwed it up.
Yeah, last time I had some answers wrong, but I think I chose a reputable website this time. We'll see.
All right, hit me.
Okay. I'll start with what I think is the easiest one because this is something that I remember from when I watched the show. But we'll see. We'll see if you kind of have the same recollection. So in season 3, what major world event happens the day before Roger's daughter gets married?
The assassination of JFK.
Correct. I feel like, and I really hope that is the easiest question.
That is
Come
a very
on,
easy
I hope
question.
So.
Okay.
All right. I'm one from one.
Question two. Slightly harder, maybe. This is the other contender for something that I think is easy, and then we'll get into some hard ones later on. Who on Mad Men in season four says, "Don't you dare lie to me, I'll cut your fingers off"?
That is said by one season four. Well, by season four, her name was Betty Francis, Sally's mother. She just remarried. So Betty Francis / Draper, Knee Draper, says it to her daughter.
Look, the website that I've got here says Draper, so you know more than the website, and you are correct.
Thank you. Oh, two from two. I'm off to a blinding start.
These are shit questions, Frank. You pick some really easy ones.
Okay. All right. Let's see if this is memorable or not.
Hey, we're
I really hope that this is not as easy as it potentially sounds.
Oh, God.
Okay. Who came up with the winning pitch for the Heinz Baked Beans account? So for those who don't know, Mad Men is about people working in advertising, and Heinz is one of their clients.
Heinz.
This was a beautiful ad, capturing the feeling of the time, which was all about space travel. And this was pitched at a restaurant in New York by none other than Megan Draper in conjunction with Don. So they did it together.
Damn it.
Did that have Megan and Don, or just Megan, or just Don?
It said Megan, but I looked into the facts and it said that that she came up with the idea and then they presented it together.
Together, correct. So, yes, Megan had the idea, but they pitched it together.
I hope that this is
both at dinner. I'm already ahead,
I'm
going
to go straight to the hard one.
All right, stump me. Come on, I want to be stumped.
I hope you can't get this.
I want to be
stumped.
And
I want the exact name of the song that Megan sings to Don at his surprise party.
Zooby Zooby Zoo. Zooby Zooby Zoo. It's actually a really famous TikTok song now. Zooby
yeah,
Zooby
yeah,
Zoo.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, God.
Zooby Zooby Franco, Zoo.
You've really fucked this up.
Do you think that these are hard questions, Jax? I mean, you're not...
No, they don't sound hard to me.
Yeah, but
Zooby Zooby Zoo, I thought, would be not a memorable song title, but then when you
obviously
sing it,
it's
I know what song
iconic.
It is. And then,
obviously,
and then
it's
going
to be an iconic song.
The answer to the question is in French. I didn't think she'd get it.
Zooby Zooby Zoo. Zooby Zooby Zoo. Okay, ask me the last one. Let's make it a clean sweep.
You know what? No, I'm stuffed yet. This was going to be a multiple choice, but it's not anymore.
Fuck you.
What was the title of the opening episode of season 5 of Mad Men?
Wait, the opening title as in the title of the episode?
What was the title of the episode of the first episode of season 5?
God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Season 4 was A Little Kiss, parts 1 and 2. Season 5... It's not the doorway, but I feel like it's something to do with a door. Season 5. What's happening in season 5? So season 4. Oh, fuck.
Come on.
Fuck.
Can't take all day.
Right. I know, but just shut up. Give me some time to think. I'm reasoning through things. Okay, it's not right, but I'm going to go the doorway.
Incorrect.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Thank God. Now I'm just gonna go. Oh, I feel kind of bad. I'm gonna give you the four options just real quick for the name of the season 5 first episode. So, is it A, the kisser, B, kiss kiss bang bang, C, a wet kiss, or D, a little kiss?
A little kiss.
That's
so it,
it
was a little it's, kiss for
it's
season
not
5.
Season 4. It's from season 5.
I'm fact-checking you quickly.
I already fact-checked
you.
It when you said it. I fact-checked it. Yep, it's season 5.
So. You got 4 out of 5. That's pretty good. You're still ahead, so that puts you at 10.5.
That's pretty good.
Me at 9, and Franco is at 8. Still, could be anyone's game.
Of course, I was getting confused. The doorway is season 6. I was pushing them up one, so I thought 4 was 5 and 5 was 6.
I'd like to make a little. I'd like to propose a new rule potentially for trivia. No more TV shows for Sash.
I agree.
Like, she's too good at them. I don't know. Her brain retains memory on TV shows way better than anything else.
It's because I rewatch them. That's why. I don't watch it once and forget about it. I rewatch shows. Maybe we should make a rule that it can't be a rewatched show. All right. So as this, we've really, the board has really widened. So we've got me in front with 10.5, Jack's on 9, and Franco on 8.
I'm going to have to really think about a topic that I know well.
Yes. You know, really well. Better than us. Better than we know our topics. But it could still be anyone's game. I could surge ahead, or Sasha, you could fumble it on whatever the next topic is.
Can I propose that we do our final, we'll do like the final trivia maybe on our last episode of the year?
Yeah, I'm thinking Christmas episode, we'll do a final trivia.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sure we could squeeze one in between now and then as well.
Oh, obviously.
Maybe. Oh, well, we might do another one, but I think that we should, for this point system, right, we've been going all year, so I reckon we do one last one to round out the year.
Yeah, we might do ones in between then and now, but the final one, end of the year, we'll do a final trivia, maybe Christmas-themed trivia.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do it live in the Ronnie Room.
Oh, lovely.
Just for a little gift for everyone.
We love you.
Music's playing. Thank you for listening to Can We Help You? That is all for today's episode. We will be back in another few days. Until then, you can write to us and pay your listener tax at Can We Help You Podcast on socials canwehelpyoupodcast.com. You are obligated. It is your agreement. And we will send letters. I'll start sending letters out to people saying your listener tax is overdue. If you don't pay, I will set something on you, like the tax man.
Okay. Set something on you.
Okay. The tax man. Set the tax man on you.
Okay.
This was recorded early. I think Jack's next episode in that time will return from his Euro trip, so we'll be able to hear all about that. You're only going for a week and a half?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's the most Jack's thing ever.
It's only around the corner, you know, from here.
It is not. It's a 15-hour flight.
For you, maybe.
No, for you. It's a 24-hour flight for us.
It's 10 hours from me. London's 10 hours.
That's still a big flight. Eh. That's like us going to Japan. Like, that's like a big trip.
Yeah, you'd go to Japan for a week, wouldn't you? Hawaii's 10 hours. You go to Hawaii for a week.
I don't think I would. I really don't think I would.
Why not?
I'd have to do at least... You've got to do 10 days.
I go to Hawaii for 5 days.
Yeah.
It was stupid. Right. It was just, I messed up the time that I booked it and everything. But
week and a half, be there for a week and a half. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be in Italy eating delicious food, and I'll be in London eating other food.
Delicious?
Delicious food.
I mean, hopefully delicious food.
Pub food. You can have a roast, Sunday roast.
You London, you doing Italy, anything else?
No, that's it. We don't have enough time to do everything else. Okay. Just Rome and London. So
you get to enjoy each place without going
on.
You know, the Kentucky thing of a different country every day.
Yeah, nah, screw that. Doing a cheeky little cooking class in Rome, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that's
trying to convince Shane to do a cooking class in Florence, but
I'll do it.
We did a cooking class in Sydney a few weeks ago, and it wasn't that great. So
it's completely different.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to eat it. I'm like, oh, but don't you want to learn how to make pasta in Florence?
Part of the experience.
Shane's very much it's all about the destination, not the journey sort of person. So he wants the end product. He doesn't want the fun stuff that goes in between it.
He must be very bad
at sex.
Maybe
I'll go on my own.
Yeah. Maybe you should make impasto.
Oh, okay, Jack.
What?
Jesus. It's a horrible thing to say about my husband.
I was actually just going to ignore that he said that, but okay.
No, I'm standing up for my man. That is not a problem that we have. Goodbye.
Have a good time.
Well, you too. What?
You too? You got to say you too.
No, you're goodbye. You're going to Europe. Have fun. Bye. Oh,
thanks. Bye.
No, he's getting back. He's already there.
He's already there.
I hope you're having fun.
Oh, thanks.
bye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.